We're now joined by head coach Heather Hall of the Princeton Lady Tigers. They played on Labor Day against Putnam County and fell by a score of 13-4. It's kind of the same story for Princeton we talked about last week with Coach Hall, that in spurts they're doing good things, but and I guess I can't put my finger on it, Coach, how you kind of get into one of those ruts where if your defense and your pitching's pretty good, you don't score enough to win, and if you score a bunch of runs, it seems like you're losing by a run or two, and that's frustrating for the girls.
That's a pretty good synopsis of what's been happening for us. We are just kind of unable to put both sides of the ball together. We played Calton last Thursday, and we had bases loaded four times and left them loaded. In the first inning, we had runners on second and third, no outs, couldn't score. Second inning, we go bases loaded, no outs, couldn't score. I mean, it's just kind of the same story that we've been struggling with. And then, you know, like we talked last week, last Tuesday, we went to Milan and just exploded offensively, but couldn't quite defensively pull the game together. And against Putnam, we did some good things, but had way too many defensive errors. And Putnam had a lot of hits, and I won't take that away from them, a lot of good solid hits, but we gave them a few of those runs on errors as well. So it's just, right now for us, it is very frustrating. We're just trying to focus on bringing both aspects of our game together. And if we can ever do that and fire on all cylinders, we will start getting in the win column.
Yeah, and off the air, we're talking about kind of where you sit in the Grand River Conference, which, you know, you have too many losses at this point to be a factor as far as trying to get back into one of those top three or four spots. But if you look at the big picture, if you start getting momentum going in a good direction, you can very much be a factor in districts here in about a month.
Oh, absolutely. We have seen, at this point, we've seen every team in our districts. So that's different than in past years. Especially with this new conference, a lot of those schools that we used to play have been taken off of our schedule to accommodate all the conference schools. So that's kind of a blessing for us to have seen every school in our conference in our district at this point. We know North Harrison's going to be tough, but we also know that if we can bring our offense and defense, there's not a team that we can't beat in that district.
If the girls are struggling with one and the other, it kind of tells me, and you can tell me if I'm right on this or not, because obviously I haven't seen you play in person very often, but the girls are putting too much pressure on themselves. If they're in a close game, they're unable to get that hit, and it kind of works the other way, too. Is that something you're seeing where they just need to relax in some of those situations?
I do, and, you know, some of that might be my fault, is I've kind of preached to them, like, we need to be able to perform under that pressure. Whenever you're up to bat with runners in scoring position, how are you going to perform? How are you going to handle the situation? And we've tried to simulate those situations in practice so that they can practice, you know, playing under that pressure. And maybe they're getting a little bit too much pressure on themselves, and we just need to relax and just get back to playing softball.
Yeah, and, you know, I looked at that Gallatin score when I saw it on Friday morning, and, you know, granted, you don't want to lose 4-1, but that Gallatin team, they can hit the softball pretty well, and when you hold them to four runs, you're doing some good things with both your defense and your pitching.
Right, they can hit the ball really well, and we held them scoreless for five innings. They didn't put any runs across until the sixth. So we were doing what we needed to do defensively there, and just struggled offensively. I think we left 13 runners on base was the total for that night. And just it's hard to win a ball game whenever you are leaving people on, and that volume of people on base. So the girls know it. They know what they need to do, and we're just trying to pull that together.
And when you leave that many on base, too, you know, it kind of goes back to the discussion we just had, but the frustration builds. It's not like, okay, we'll get them next time. When it happens at inning after inning, it seems like this huge boulder by the end of the game.
Absolutely, and I think that's just you know, part of being a human. You can't really get past that. After it happens so many times over and over again, I think anybody would get frustrated. And so we're just trying to, you know, kind of flip the script and get away from that. And like I've said before, just change that and, you know, just get back to fundamentals and trying to have fun.
When you look at an opportunity to kind of, you know, break some bad mojo, so to speak, I always like the opportunity to get on a bus, take a long bus ride, and if you can get a victory, it makes that bus ride home so much more enjoyable, and it makes it a bonding experience for the girls. They got that opportunity going to Polo tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, you know, that's a very winnable ball game. We've been talking about that all week. We know that really the middle of the conference, while our record may not show it, we have been pretty much in every ball game, with the exception of Trenton and Putnam. And that middle of the conference, like I said, is pretty even playing field there, and Polo is right in that mix, and I think that we're kind of similar, and that we should be able, if we go over there and put, like we keep saying, Tom, offense and defense together, we should be able to come out with a win, and that is exactly what we need right now. The girls are just hungry for a win, and I think getting one, at least one conference win this year will help boost their confidence for this last half of the season.
The Trenton offense and Trenton as a whole has been very consistent, and until somebody beats them, you know, right now they're the class of the conference, but it feels like, and you kind of touched on this, it feels like a roller coaster ride where Maysville's up and down, and you know, Putnam County's been consistent with winning, but their level of play has been a little bit up and down. And to me, those 3 through 8 spots in the conference, I don't know what's going to happen from night to night, and that's what makes it kind of interesting.
It is. It's always kind of fun the next day to check the scores and see what's happened, just because, I mean, like you said, you never know. There's just so much that could happen, and teams that you may thought would have beat another team end up losing, and it's interesting. It's kind of exciting to see what teams are able to do on a given night.
I know I asked you this last year, Coach, and there's a reason for this, but I forget. So everybody played last night with the exception of you guys in Putnam County because you played on Labor Day. How has that game been ended up on Labor Day here the last 2 years?
It has to do with Putnam County's fair, and starts, I believe, on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, I've been told that it's a school policy or rule over there that they won't play on certain days during the fair. Now, whether or not that's accurate, that's just what's been relayed to me, but it's because of their fair.
When the girls aren't in school, it does make that game a little bit different, I'm sure, that it kind of feels like a Saturday when you're not in school and you're getting to the bus and then going over there early afternoon.
Yeah, and I'm not going to sit here and say that because we didn't have school is why we ended up losing the game, because that's not the case at all. But it definitely gets you in a different mindset. You're not in your routine that you're used to, and, you know, you've probably slept in until 11 o'clock. And, you know, it's just a different routine. I really don't like playing on days that we don't have school, just because it just throws them out of whack to start with, and it's hard to get back to where you need to be sometimes.
Polo on the road tomorrow at 5:30, and then Maysville will be coming up to a Princeton. We kind of talked about Maysville a little bit earlier, how they've been games where they've been very much up. They were that way against Gallatin last night, and games where they've struggled a little bit. So Maysville with the opponent for Princeton on Tuesday at 5:30 up at Gentry Field. Coach, thanks for taking the time, and good luck against Polo on Thursday.
Thanks, Tom.